possible vaccine for cancer, weather advice for NASA, maybe even new fuel discoveries that make gasoline obsolete. All of this and more is happening every day here at one of the nation's top research universities, and you get to hear about it first, right here on Classic City Science.
Millennials are the best. You don't believe me? Just ask them. New research from the University of Georgia found today's college students rate themselves as above average in attributes like academic ability, leadership, and public speaking. To discuss how this birth cohort earned this name, we are joined by Dr. Keith Campbell, professor of psychology at UGA and the author of several books on narcissism. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, April.
So most recently, you looked at a sample of college students, American college students, spanning from 1966 to 2009. And what did you see?
Well, what you see is over time, students are more likely to rate themselves better than others, better than the average, on lots of traits. But most of those traits are ones that have to do with what we call agency. They're things like leadership, intelligence, public speaking ability. They don't say they're kinder than students were in the 60s. They say they're smarter, better looking, more agentic.
And I mean, what does that say? Is that what you would expect? Is over time, as a species, we feel like we're improving in those areas?
Well, these are college students, and college students are not getting better. If you look at the data, college is becoming sort of easier to get in, more egalitarian, and the students aren't as good as they were in the 60s. And we looked at the data compared to, for example, SAT scores. SAT scores aren't going up, but people think they're better than average. So it isn't reflecting reality very much. It seems to be reflecting a more individualistic culture.
So, the way I grow up in school and how my teachers treat me and how my parents treat me, and of course, watching Mr. Rogers, I feel that I'm great. So when I get to college, I'm better than everyone else.
Yes. You go to college, you have a 4.6 GPA. When we were in school, they didn't have such a thing as a 4.6 GPA because it only goes to 4. They changed the knob on the GPA system. So, yeah, we generally get much more positive feedback as students now than in the past.
You found something else recently about the millennials that says they're decreasing their identification with religious orientation. And what do you think this says?
If you step back from all of this, what you see is a society that's more individualistic. We want to do what we want. We feel pretty good about ourselves. We want to make choices. And what's happened with religion is, first off, we started picking the ones we liked. So don't like one religion, go to the one down the street. And then pretty soon, lots of people started saying, I just don't really want to pick one. I can believe in it, but I don't have to go. And so now you're seeing about a quarter of college students not identifying with any religion at all, just calling themselves non-religious. Now, they might believe in God, they might pray, they might do some stuff, but they're not really religious anymore, which is a dramatic cultural shift.
And what does that mean for the society at large?
I think it's a society where people don't like to be told what to do. They don't trust groups like they used to. They don't want to be part of a group. I mean, imagine if you came down today and tried to sell the Ten Commandments to a bunch of young people. Like, here's my faith. Follow these Ten Commandments. People are like, I got a better idea. How about I do what I want? And so I think people are disengaging from these large cultural institutions. You see it in religion. You see it in politics. Voting is dropping. You see it with trust with government, with corporations, even with the military. People are not as trusting as they were in the past.
Millennials are often called the me generation. Do you think the fact that we're opting out of religion, thinking we're better in college courses, is this all a representation of being more center-focused?
The original me generation was the baby boomers, and it was that idea. Tom Wolfe had a great essay about this that called it the me decade. And what's happened now is that original change we saw with the boomers, where people are like exploring themselves, has turned into what we see now, where people are individual. They're not really looking inward for answers. They're not looking for a philosophy of life. They're looking to see ways how to express themselves, which is why you see at the same time a decline in religion, you see this massive increase in sort of social media use is sort of these avenues for self-expression.
So this is a slow progression, and now we're just catching up.
Most of the data we look at make it look like a slow progression. There's not a radical change between generations. There have been some recent trends that have been pretty dramatic. One is the religion one you mentioned. One is the acceptance of gay marriage, which seems to have been a pretty dramatic shift. The legalization of marijuana has been a pretty dramatic shift. So there are things that seem to be a little more dramatic than gradual. We find more tolerance, and part of an individualistic culture is that there is more tolerance for people's individual choices. It's like, you know, we saw Bruce Jenner to make a recent story. Everybody's like, hey, good for you, man. We're happy for you. High five. That wouldn't have happened 30 years ago. But what we don't see is greater civic mindedness. In fact, we find people aren't as involved in their civic arena.
Today we've been talking to Dr. Keith Campbell, psychology professor in the University of Georgia Franklin College of Arts and Sciences. For WUGA, I'm April Sorrow.